10 times as much as the other. And he forgives them both. They both have nothing. As I read this, my mind thought, well, being a guy who has been in debt and has a mortgage, so I'm still in debt. And I hate it. I do. I think, you know, if it's $50,000 you own a house, and let's say another guy owes 10 times as much, $500,000, but the other guy is a billionaire, and I'm a poor man, I'm going to be much more thankful than he is. But the point here is they are both impoverished. I mean, you can come up with circumstances whereby forgiving a lesser amount is actually creating greater thanks because by relative comparison, they have less. But in this case, they both have nothing. So they're starting from a baseline of zero. Just like all mankind with God, when we come to God, we have nothing wherewith to pay. Nothing. We can't give God anything he values. God has currency. You know? God has currency. And none of us have a single dime of his currency. Not a penny. There's nothing we have that we can exchange for his currency. There's nothing, you know, in God dollars, we are all broke. But whenever we commit sin, it's like we're spending God dollars and we don't have any. And so we all come to God with debts. Actually, just in being alive, you already owe God. And he certainly doesn't owe you. And so eternal life is not for man. Because man is a sinner. Man comes into life in debt. There's no reason God should give us anything. Naked we come into the world, naked we go out. We came from nothing, and we have no right to anything. But God, that's the grace of God, that he is gracious and good to us, and that even though we deserve nothing, he gives us everything. Mankind comes before God broke. More than broke, we have debts we have to pay. If we want to inherit eternal life, we cannot inherit it with these debts. So God ordained a sacrifice. Jesus Christ the righteous. That sacrifice he deemed to be worth all the God dollars in the world. Is worth as far as in payment for sin. It is worth enough that it actually, Christ in God dollars became an instantaneous trillionaire. More than that, you know. He gained an infinite amount of God dollars. He can buy as much sin as he likes. He can pay off as much debt as he likes. He has all the money. He's heir of all things. And so he forgives us at his will and pays our debts by his blood. That blood bought our sins. And really, every one of us owes God so much. It's just that we don't realize it. It goes back to the whole need not a physician. No one is whole. We all need it. We just don't recognize our need. We all are in poverty, but we think we're rich. We are all in need of God's grace, that we might be saved. This man ought to have been as thankful that Jesus would even come to his house as this woman. She was thankful that he existed. How beautiful are the feet of him that preach good things. She'd probably been hearing him teach, watching the things he did. Her heart within her breaking for her own sins. And she went and bought this costly ointment. And she was behind him, not facing him. Anointing his feet and washing his feet with her tears. Crying so freely and so fully that her tears were enough to wash. And she used her hair to clean it up. What an image. He came preaching the gospel. She heard it. The Pharisee heard it. And Christ is giving yet again to this man. He's actually giving him something. And in the reality, the man doesn't perceive his debt as being great. Though his debt is great. It's as great as that woman's. He might even be a bigger sinner in the eyes of God. And it is, if not a bigger, but it is a more grievous sin. because he doesn't recognize his own need. If you don't recognize your need for Christ, you are in a much deeper place of lostness than someone who feels the pain of their sin. And you say to me, I'm a believer. I don't have to worry about that because I'm going to go to heaven. You're like the Pharisee. You've taken a legalistic stand and you said, I be the seed of Abraham. I don't need anything more than I already have. I believe. You don't know, when was the last time you washed the feet of the Savior with your tears? That when you heard the word of the gospel preached, how beautiful are the feet of him that bring good tidings. When you heard the good tidings, or you read something in the scripture beautiful like this, when was the last time you washed his feet with your tears? When was the last time you anointed his feet with your oil? When you gave him your time, and you wept, you neglected yourself. This man thinks only, rather, of questioning. What are you gonna know? Saying, Jesus, you didn't do this for me. You don't know how worthy he was. Man should have been kissing his feet from the moment he walked into his house. That he had graced the house of a Pharisee with his presence. And one who so obviously doubted him. And Jesus knew. The man was impressed, but doubting. Questioning. Still willing to be disbelieving. And he says, her sins are forgiven. What about his sins? He didn't even talk about the sins of that man. You know why? According to Simon, Simon doesn't have any sins. So Simon doesn't need forgiveness. She loved much. What did she love? Just anybody? Do you think she did that for everybody? She was just like that, you know? No. She loved the feet of him that preached the gospel. She loved the hands of him. She loved the feet that carried the man, the healer. The man who preached the gospel of peace. She loved much the word of God which is brought. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. She loved it and repented. And her sins were forgiven. What else did she come there for? Jesus always came preaching repentance. Preaching righteousness. Preaching godliness. Calling sinners to repentance. That's why they loved him. Because he called them. The Pharisees, they didn't hear a call. Sinners? We're not sinners. What's with Jesus and these sinners all the time? He's always eating with sinners because he's calling them to repentance. They couldn't hear him because they called for sinners. All the sinners come. But he calls sinners to be righteous. They were sinners too, the Pharisees. They just didn't see how they needed. Yeah, you know, they were keeping themselves from the things that she was not keeping herself, you know.